I'm here with Chloe Rogers and Isabella McDonald, who went to St. Catherine's School in Bramley in 2017. So Isabella, if you could think back to your exchange and now reflecting 2 years on from that experience, what are some of the significant moments on that exchange that that you reflect back on now as being really important?
Well, I think like a lot of the trips they took me on, because I got to go see so many different places, not just trips with the family, but also school trips. So one of the school trips we got to go on was visiting all the old battlefields in France, which was very, very cool. I was obviously at the time I was just thinking, oh, this is kind of cool. But then like even like last year learning about it in history, I was like, oh, I visited this place. I've seen what it's like, learned a bit about it.
Yeah. So it's helped you with your understanding of your schoolwork and the curriculum back at school. Yeah, great. You reflected not so long ago about your significant experience in your Duke of Ed hike that you did while you're away. Mm. Do you want to talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, well, the Duke of Ed, it was just we got to do two different practice expeditions, and the last one that we did, it was with, like, the first one was with, like, a guide, and we had a teacher, and everything was sorted. But then the last one we did was, it was a bit more independent, making us, like, learn about all the skills we'd need. Because unfortunately we didn't get to stay for the very end one, which is where it was the actual thing. But the second one that we got to do, that was very amazing, because we were in a group by ourselves with no teachers, you know, we were getting lost. Taught us so many different skills. I remember once we were just abandoned in the middle of a field. We didn't realise at this point, but we were so off track. But we were just all like learnt like so many skills, like how to come together, how to figure it out, how to get back on track. And
Chloe, while Isabella's talking, you're sitting there nodding that you have really fond memories and experiences while you're away. If you can reflect on, you know, some of the learnings 2 years on, what are some of the learnings from your experience of being away for a really long period of time on the exchange program?
I think for me with the exchange, it wasn't like so much about learning how, I think for me it was just like learning about myself more. Mm. Like obviously you're around people a lot, and when you go back, you're not with your own family, you're with someone else's family. So I think for me, it was learning how much time I need by myself versus how much time, because I thought I was very like talkative and outgoing, interactive all the time, but you realize how much time you need for yourself and like how much personal time, alone time you need, and try and balancing that with also being like friendly and happy with everyone at the same time.
Because when you're in your own family, you just get each other, don't you?
Yeah,
but when you're planted in someone else's home, there's another sort of balancing of that kind of learning. What about learning about, you know, how other schools operate and, you know, a different, you know, I guess socially engaging with a totally different group of girls? Yeah. How did you find that?
I thought, well, because there are lots of similarities between the two schools. So I found, like, engaging with the girls, and especially at a slightly bigger school at St. Cat's, it was fine. Like, if you didn't fit in one place, you know, you'd fit in another place. But I found what really helped me was trying to, like, make friends outside of my exchange's group of friends.
Yeah.
So that you could have, like, interactions with your exchange at home and at school. But, you know, you could, if, you know, you got a bit sick of each other, which you do. You know, have your friends at school that are separate from that, like, exchange family life, which I found really helpful.
That's a real challenge, isn't it? Isabel, I don't know how you went with that, but a challenge of trying to make, you know, going outside your comfort zone and a group of kids that you've known for so long back here at St. Catherine's and going over there and knowing a few and a few girls that were over here, but essentially recreating a new friendship group and getting to know kids and finding things that you've got in common. I guess that's a significant learning experience, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
So in terms of understanding your place, Isabella, in the global context, you know, the world is so connected now with the internet and with social media. Can you reflect on your experience and I guess how you feel now about, I guess, that global context of where you feel you're placed in the world?
Well, I suppose it's that kind of put, like, where I sit in the world into kind of perspective. Like, remember people were always like, oh, from Australia. Oh, that's so cool. Oh, what's it like down there? Like, I remember one person I met, he, on like one of the family trips, he was like, oh, I'd never be able to live there. Too many spiders and snakes, which was kind of a surprise because I'd never thought of us as like, you know, Australia is such a dangerous place, you know. But
I guess we don't feel that far away, no, do we? No. And that's one of the things is in Australia, we're so used to traveling.
Yeah.
We're so used to traveling overseas. But perhaps that thought isn't reflected in the other way.
It really put it into perspective, like, and also how interconnected like the whole world is, like even just being able to meet, like, find my exchange, like, on social media, go like, oh yeah, you're gonna be coming staying with me, and I'm gonna be coming staying with you, and this is my family, and
yeah,
and like even being able to still stay in contact these days is really lovely.
Has it allowed you to think more broadly about travel in the future? Is it something that you aspire to, both of you? Do you aspire to travel again in the future?
Yeah.
And has it allowed you to sort of think outside the square a little bit in that
way? Yeah, well, definitely. Like, before I went on the exchange, I was like, oh, like, travelling by myself, oh, like, that's a big no-no. But now I definitely like, oh, I'm definitely open to that idea, because it kind of put into perspective, like, how, like, you can just make friends so easy. Like, everyone's, like, just so kind. And, like, even if you're from such different demographics and, like, whole different countries, it just really, yeah.
Yeah, what about you?
I think it's given you, like, a platform that, you know, you've got a family in Australia, so travel around Australia is fine. It's also given you a platform in, like, England, not only with your, like, host family, with, like, all your exchange friends. So, like, you could meet up with someone, you know, travel by yourself for a bit, meet up with someone there, go somewhere else, meet their friends. So it's just giving you, like, another platform, for more connections, which could be, you know, like, amazing to go over in the future, like, meet up with old friends.
Yeah, great. Chloe, if you can think 2 years on now, because it's been just a little bit over 2 years, how has the experience of being on an exchange shaped you to now?
I think it's made me more independent, definitely, especially, like, in aspects of home life as well as, like, schooling, because a lot of the classes that we did over there, we had to do independently, like, apart from their classes. So, like, our maths and science were both independent learning, as well as any languages that you were doing. So I think that definitely helped with, like, problem solving. Like, if you have a problem, you need to take it hands-on and figure it out for yourself. And, you know, from what, like, I've been told about university in year 12 and even what I've experienced, like, in year 11 this year, it's really, like, you have to be proactive in your own learning, and you can't just leave it up to, like, that people are going to do things for you, because it, like, it just doesn't work that way.
Yeah. Can you guys just highlight a few skills that you feel like you've learned from this exchange experience that, you know, maybe two skills that you feel like you've learned that has been really, really beneficial?
Maybe, like, learning how to cope in, like, very, like, completely different settings, and, like, when everything's new and you're feeling a bit overwhelmed, like, coping strategies for that.
Yeah, great.
And also another one would be probably, well, just becoming, so, like Chloe said before, just becoming so much more independent, like, learning, gaining skills on, like, how to, like, you know, like, have your own path and
So you've already talked about your independence, and I love that. What other skills do you feel like you've learned from that experience?
I think, like, overridingly for me, it was just staying open-minded to everything, because, you know, as soon as you want to, like, retreat back into your comfort zone in such, like, an unknown place, you just have to stay open-minded, like, trying all the new things, and especially, like, with making friends. Like, if some things don't work out for you at the start, like, you have to stay open-minded, like, and don't, like, discount anyone. Yeah, I think that was a really big thing for the trip, just trying all the new things in such a, like, a foreign place as well.
Open-minded's a good one.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful to sit here and to talk to you in, you know, your maturity in your conversation and your answers, and just the conversation that we're having is great to hear. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.